Hey everyone, welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Woke AF podcast. My name is Laura Donahue and I'm here with my co-host Stephanie Kaffin. Hey Stephanie, how are you today?
I am good. We actually just got back from the health center. My 3.5-year-old granddaughter got stabbed in the foot by a nail. And it's really in alignment with what we're talking about today, which is how you handle things that are unexpected, that jolt you, that knock you out of sync, and how we respond to those things. Makes a huge difference because this morning could have went way different than it did. And at one time it would have. I'm really, really grateful to be doing this work with you, Laura, and to know what I know and to have the response, my default response now be more in alignment with my truth and my source, and be able to not get totally knocked out of whack when unexpected things happen. It was really bad. It was a really bad injury, and it was one of those ones that causes your gag reflex to
Oh, is she
turn on.
okay?
Yes, she is okay. And we were very fortunate that it happened where it happened, and it's like in the top of her foot, missed the big vein that's there in your foot. It did go in deep, but it didn't go all the way through, so that's good. And she has not had stitches because the doctor said it's if you do stitches, it's like a cosmetic thing, so you don't it she doesn't need them. It is going to leave a scar, but that was such a weight lifted, like no major organs are going to come falling out of her foot. I get all of these images or whatever, but things happen, and whether it's an injury happens to somebody that you love, or one of your appliances breaks down, like your washer goes when you're doing a load of laundry, or you get a flat tire. We have those moments. Everybody has them. Or, like something bigger. I know the election is on everybody's mind. This applies to all of that. It's the unexpected, whatever that is for you, and we all have it. We all have something.
Of course,
And so I was able to tune in. And how I handled it was I went in to stay calm, and I asked for guidance, and I knew like that I needed some divine support in this, and I called upon my calm. And sometimes we don't think to do that, but it's a thing that we can do. We can call upon it, and it will come. When it's the craziest thing. My default setting used to be anxiety. I would go immediately into that anxious place, into that fear place, and that very uncomfortable, scared place. But that I didn't know. Like, I didn't know we had this ability to call upon that stuff, to call upon those emotions that we want to summon. And it's a very powerful tool to have when the unexpected turns up, because it happens for all of us.
Well, it's probably a combination of two things. It's probably sort of an instinctive as like you're her caretaker and you sort of knew instinctively that was probably like your instinctive not fight or flight, because that when something traumatic happens, we right away our bodily instincts take over, and sometimes and it's just that adrenaline that takes over. Like they say, like the mom can pick a car up off of her kid or these weird crazy things. But there was probably a little bit of that set in for you, just an instinct of like, I'm her caretaker, I'm her grandma, I need to step up and be the calm presence here, because if I unravel right here in front of her, then that's just not going to be good. So it was like you knew, like, okay, I need to set the tone here and be calm and show her everything's going to be okay. We'll do what we got to do. We got to go to the hospital, get this taken care of, but everything is fine. Grandma's here. So there's probably a little of that. And then also some momentum going with the inner work that you've been working on for years.
Yeah, I mean, there
You
was
know?
when my kids were little, I didn't know anything about vibration or energy
Yeah.
or any of that. And I remember my son, my oldest son, getting the tip of his finger caught in the door jamb and cut off. It got cut off.
Oh boy.
And I was a maniac. Like, I was a maniac. And so when I look at that now, and how I'm able to respond now, it is so different and feels so different. And I'm so
Well,
grateful right
it's
now.
practiced. You know, it's a
Yeah,
practice.
exactly.
It's like I was just saying that to my daughter this morning. Like, yeah, she's, you know, applying for college. She's in high school. She's a little in that teenage chaotic hormones all over the place. And, you know, if someone tells you to calm down, you just want to go, pfft, which is, you know what I mean? So I constantly remind her, I'm like, Haley, you have to start each day. Like, there's a muscle, like an emotional, spiritual muscle that we all have. And you have to work on it every day. Every day you have to wake up and set the tone, you know, because if you don't, then you're just going to be one of these people that life just beats you up and, you know what I mean? So
Right.
the you have flexed that muscle, so to speak. So it's your connection to, like you said, source, the quantum field. That doorway is open, and you have a clear pathway because you established it. You worked on it. You work on it every day, even when things are great and when you're calm. And you know, that's what I've been doing every
Yes,
day,
that's
working on
true.
it.
And it's
You
made a
know?
huge difference. And
Right.
I want to, like, instill that in my kids somehow, and I feel like I try to tell them, but it's hard because they're adults now, you know, and
Stephanie, this is a whole, I feel like this could be like a whole week's worth of episodes because you know what I mean? I have two teens who what I said when they go, they really like, they roll their eyes and go, huh? That's, I believe, and I'll say, you don't believe me? And Kayla will say, I believe you, but, and then sometimes I say, you know what? I can only lead by example with them, you
Right,
know, and
right.
I throw those little nuggets in, and hopefully sometimes it sets in if they hear it, but they just don't want to listen in the moment. I don't want to be in their face about it and not validate what they're going through at the time, and I don't want to say it so much where they just tune me out, you
Right,
know.
yes.
So there's that balance
And
because
we can't live
especially
anybody else's journey either.
no. And as I'm going through, like recently, really, I've been doing this work. I've been meditating twice a day. I've been really like, not to toot my own horn, but I just mean, I'm starting to get a momentum with it and see how good it's making me feel. And of course, then you want to shout it from the rooftops and you want to tell everybody, but you know, but there people have to figure it out all on their own. And especially as a mom with, you know, and you want to help your kids. So when they come to you and they're like stressed out or have a question or a dilemma, you want to say, just go meditate. It works
I
a lot
know, and they tell you,
for me.
you can go fuck off right now, is what,
Yes, yes.
because that, when you try to tell somebody that who isn't ready to hear that, because they're in a totally
Well,
different
yeah.
headspace.
Of course, there's that too. Yeah, you have to kind of know your audience,
Yeah,
right?
so what I've been trying to do and hoping that I'm getting better at it
You know what I
is
said?
just,
Can I just interrupt for a
yeah.
second? I'm sorry. I said to Bob the other day, I said, I don't want to fight with your ego. You know, like sometimes when you know that the other person's just feeling their ego is really roaring its head. And that's fine, they're allowed to. They have to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes just listening is the best. Like, just,
I know you can't always want to give advice right away, you know.
yeah. I have to, like, sometimes put my finger over my mouth a little bit, like I'm contemplating, but really I'm holding my lips shut because I want to say so many things. But
Yeah,
I.
that it helps you. That really, I think, is important that we work on our communication skills because then I will do that too. And then I'll sort of I'm being 100% honest, and I know other people do this too. It's not the best thing to do, but I'll start to tune out what they're saying because I just can't wait to get out what I have to say to give them the advice.
I know, right? And that's not helpful either when we do that.
That's not good. Not communication. So it's not about you. You have to take a step back and truly put your listening ears on
Yeah.
and just be there and give the person a hug. And then when they're a little calmer, you can probably you're not going to move any needles or make any
Yeah, and
improvements
sometimes
with
our thing, isn't to give advice. Sometimes
No,
it's
you're
just
right.
being there. It's so that because being
Support, yeah.
heard is feels validating. You just want to be heard.
Right.
You don't want
Of
somebody
course.
to try to fix you or tell you how to do something. You just want to be heard. And I'm
It's very true.
learning how to better myself in my listening skills because I want my kids to feel heard, no matter
Yes.
what it is that they have to say. And I don't always have to have that word of wisdom or word of advice. Like sometimes I just have to shut the fuck up and just be present, just be there
Me too.
and not have to try to,
Fix everything.
yes, because
So we have to let them figure it out a little
and
bit.
that's kind of
You know,
our ego too, right? Isn't it? When we're gonna fix you, but we know how to do it. We have steps you can do. Sometimes I have to go, listen, self, listen, little itty bitty self in there.
This is they're not reading your newsletter with the 5 steps to how to, this is a person right in front of you with real emotions,
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate it if people do it to me, if I'm like having a heated discussion with my husband and, men sometimes too, they like to fix things, it's like, I don't need you to fix it. I'm perfectly capable, and when I calm down, the answer will come to me. I
Right.
really don't need any. I know the answer, but right now I'm just clouded
And you
from
just
it,
needed to be heard, right? That's an important skill to have, and it's also an important resource for ourselves when we want to be heard and we also need to hear others.
Because I really think when it comes to children and raising, when they become young adults and go off on their own, I'm just really thinking about it, how the cycle can continue. Because when I was saying that about, like, my husband, how men have a tendency to want to fix, and then I almost want to say to him, looking at my dad, and maybe my dad kind of did that to me, and it's like I really didn't appreciate it because it's like on some level my source knew, although it was from good intentions. Of course, they just want to help, but I didn't appreciate it because I want to be able to figure things out on my
Right,
own.
right.
I want to feel the independence. I want to feel like I figured it out on my own. I want to feel the growth, and the experience. And I don't want anyone to deprive that from
Right.
me. You know what I mean? So I don't want to do that to my kids. I want them to be safe, but they know I'm there. They know.
Yeah.
They do. It's not like they're here and I do a lot of things for them. I don't think I could do anything much more,
There's such a uncertainty, out in the world right now. The election is over. The winner has been declared, and there is things wrapped around that. It's not complete yet. Like in normal elections, 2020 is just, a great example of the unexpected is the year 2020 because it's come up every month or something that's unexpected that shows up. Murder
I know.
hornets or riots or, just every month it's been something of this year. So we're all practiced in having things happen. And how we're going to respond.
Are we though?
Well, we've been practicing it. I don't know how successful we've been at it, but we sure have got a lot of practice about in experiencing the unexpected.
It's been a year for that.
And I know people, I know people on both sides that are have all amped up feels. It doesn't matter what side you're on or which candidate you wanted. There's people who are on both that are upset. There's upsettedness out there still.
Yeah, there's still the divide, you know. It's still a definite line drawn.
And I know in my state, Vermont, yesterday, the governor did a universal quarantine now. So, again, actually, he shut down our state again. And I know that other people are dealing with that stuff. And so there's still that uncertainty, and things are still coming at you that are unexpected and that you might not be prepared for. So, some ways to deal with that better. What do you got? What are your processes that you use, Laura? Not that I'm putting you on the spot or anything.
Can I say them on the back? No. No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know, it's funny because from the work that I've been doing recently, I sort of have shifted some of them because as you know, when you start to get into a process where you're digging into your shadows and you're digging and you're doing meditation and you're letting the process work where the old crap, so to speak, is coming up. You know what I mean? And you're going through this. You sort of, at least for me, I'm doing a lot of reflecting on like the old me, the old way that I used to handle things, you know. And a lot of it is subconscious thoughts and actions that I didn't even realize that I was doing that were negative, you know. So maybe I would have, and that's part of it. A lot of this process that I'm, you know, doing through the book that I'm reading is what are some habitual sort of negative actions that you may take, whether it's gossiping and the things you might be addicted to. Addictive behavior is very is a good coping mechanism. It's not good. It is a very common coping mechanism. So mine probably used to maybe be like I'd soothe myself with food and with wine, you know, and that's fine. I mean, it's all about intention. You know, you can drink a glass of wine every night and doesn't mean anything negative. But if you have the wrong intentions and the wrong, you don't even realize you're doing it. So those are things I used to do. But since I've sort of been aware, I just I'm more right now, and this is what's helping me, is just kind of acknowledging what I'm feeling and letting it up and out. And then that's really it. I don't have any dramatic answer for it. It's just realizing all the negative things, the negative coping habits that I had. And now it's just journaling, doing a lot of writing, meditating, staying connected. Like that, I don't get up from a meditation until I feel like I said, like that door is wide open and there's a real connection to my source energy, you know? And I know that sounds okay, what does that mean? But when you do it, you feel more invincible, you feel more secure, you feel taken care of, you feel like you always will have a place or somewhere to go to ask questions, and you know that there's this divine intelligence that's you know keeping your heart beating every day, that's making the sunrise, you know, the ocean, like just if there's a divine intelligence keeping the world moving right now, then and you know you're a part of it, then I don't know if I'm going off on a woo
Well,
tangent,
that's
but
kind of what the show's about anyway, because we woke AF anyways. We do.
that's where I'm at right now. I don't know if that's going to help anyone. It's not. It's for me, honestly, it's less about the action steps and more about the just meditating every day and staying connected to my
But
to
those
source.
are
And
action steps because you are using the discipline to make sure that you're taking that time to connect every day. And whether it's meditation or whether you're just sitting quiet or whatever it is that you do to connect, it is the act of connecting itself that, if I'm hearing you right, which is what's helping
Yeah,
you.
no, 100%. It's my number one top priority. I set my alarm every day, 7 days a week. And because in the morning is what is the best time for me to do it before everyone gets up. It's also the best time when your brain waves are in between sleep and you're not fully awake yet, so you don't have the stimulation of having already looked at Facebook, haven't spoken to anybody yet, and your subconscious brain isn't churning, because most people, we only use our conscious part of our brain with that connection 5% of
I
the
know,
time.
isn't that crazy?
I'm really making a point. So, and it that's almost better than meditating sometimes, just knowing, because I like look forward. I can't wait to go to bed at night so I can wake up and do my meditation and take care of myself. It's like it's and it's increased, it's developed my relationship with myself a
Yeah,
lot.
I can tell.
Like
I can
my
tell just by
self-care.
listening to you that you have really cultivated that and you've worked on that and you've like gardened that.
Oh yeah, that's funny, because that's the example he used today in the part I'm up to. There's like a whole reading part before that. He talked about gardening and used all these gardening references. That's funny that you said that. That must be my sign. And every day you have to ask for a sign.
Ah,
That must be my
interesting.
sign
Oh, fine. That's
from the
fun.
uni, from the little universe, to give you a little sign and it's something specific for you that that you won't have a doubt. Be like, was that a sign? Am I just being,
I love
but
that.
no, you know.
I love
Yeah.
that.
Little specific things, yeah. To know that I mean, because it's, you just like to get the sign back, because we all know that God, source, whoever, that whenever we pray or meditate or anything, we know they hear, but we'd like to
Yeah,
hear
and it
back.
is fun when the universe plays with you, and it does, and it will. And I think that's awesome that that just came through and happened like that. How are we doing on time, by the way? I have no idea. What? Okay.
We're good. If you wanted to talk about some things that you do, if you had
Basically,
anything.
what I do is kind of the same idea of what you were saying is the connection. Like today, I now know that that's where to go first, to go within first, before I look for outside, before I panic, before anything. I need that power source. That's a good, that hasn't come through before, but power source, that like plugging in to that. I wish I could find a good description, but I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about if you've ever done it. You just get in touch with that inner part of you, and it is so powerful. And also, when I was dealing with the situation this morning, I also was able to like visualize and do on the spot energy work. Like, I wouldn't have gone there first a decade ago. You know, I wouldn't have turned to the energy first. But I was, and really envision like the healing energy coming through my hands and going into her foot. And it was, to try to put it in a picture, if you've ever watched Charmed, you know, where Leo, the white lighter, kind of does his thing and the healing thing. And that, not that I'm not saying I'm a healer, so don't anybody come back at me with that. I'm not saying that. But I do feel like when I'm connected, I have the ability to summon energy, and I do whatever I do with it. I was called a charlatan once, pretty much. When I worked at the little store, one of the persons had come in and had seen my website, and he was like, "Oh, you're a healer. That's not." He was just like, people hear the word healer and they think that you're some snake oil salesman trying to.
Oh,
Yes,
really?
well, I live in a very small town in Vermont, and they, I don't know, people seem to have their own opinion about a lot of things that they voice freely, and that some people hear that, and I don't want to, I believe that we all have the ability to do feelings with ourselves.
Yeah.
And
totally, I was gonna say that.
I don't go around claiming I'm a healer. And I wouldn't want anybody to get that idea with what I said.
Right.
That's all. Clarity. That's another thing that's been coming up for me. Like it's like my inner being insists on clarity. So when I have to stop and interrupt and explain myself, it's because I need to make sure that I'm clear. And I like when somebody is explaining to me or telling me something, I ask a lot of questions because I need clarity, not because I have a judgment on it one way or the other. It's just, I want all the information. Mm-hmm. I want clarity when I make a decision. And that's been coming up a lot for me too. The last couple weeks, clarity has been on my mind. It's been something that's, I'm working on defining, fine tuning, maybe. Yeah, clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important. What do you think about clarity? Like we've gotten clear on a lot of things. We hear no tic-tacking, by the way.
Yeah, I know. This audio is so much better today.
And we got clarity during our personal phone call that we were on, because we were having all these technical issues and there was all this noise, but Laura and I we weren't being clear on what we wanted to do with this broadcast. And so the universe was like, okay, well, I'm not letting you in until you get some clarity. And then we did. And now clear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clarity is always good. I would never think it's a bad thing. It's just right now I'm not up to that part yet, I guess. You know, I'm just kind of still rifling through everything, you know, and I guess it's on any type of journey, then you sort of broach that, and then you sort of
it comes into focus. You know, we're not aware of it all the time that it's happening, but when we're walking towards something, mm-hmm. we can't quite see it. But as we get closer, it comes into focus. It's kind of happening all the time, but now I'm more aware of it and practicing it more with my communication. Like, I want clarity in my communication.
Well, that type of clarity, 100%. I just feel if someone were to say to me, well, what do you want to do about that, like right now, about I'm still like I'm not sure yet, because I'm not ready to I'll get there, you know. I'm still kind of like sifting through some shit, and you know, when you just don't feel like it's time to make any dramatic life decisions, you know. So you know, you're like, I need to sit on it a little bit. I need to let things percolate and move this energy around. Like, I'm still really getting rid of some of this subconscious crappiness, you know. So I wouldn't be sure. I guess I wouldn't have clarity if I were.
But look how clear you just were about, you know what I mean? Where you're at and where you're going. I think you have more clarity than you think.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, no, I totally. I think clarity is always a dynamic, you know, sort of weaved into anything. Of course, it's a good thing. It's never. But I'm not going out of my way, like, say, searching for it right now. I'm also kind of surrendering a little bit. So, you know, when you're in the process of really surrendering and realizing, you know what, I just, like, my 3D human brain has just been flopping around all over the place thinking that they know better than source energy. You know what it, so I'm surrendering and taking a step back. So kind of letting things see how they play out a little bit, knowing that I'm like, physically saying every day, like, I surrender. You show me the how this is going to get done. I'll just sort of design it a little bit. And
lot of people, when they hear the word surrender, think weakness, like you're giving up. But it's totally the opposite of that when you're talking in this realm. And it's empowering. Mm-hmm. Because you really get to see how not alone you are. You really get to see how supported you are.
Oh my God, that's That's really true. That's what, like, it just, that's the feeling that I love when I connect, when I get to that part where I'm deep into the meditation and I feel that window, that door open, that pathway open. It's like I don't feel alone. It's so, you feel so grounded and secure. You know that there's this all-loving presence, that really, when you think about it, when you really, when you just really take a, like a look around the freaking world, like who makes the sunrise every day? Who makes the moon move and the ocean? And how do the animals know to do these things? And how do the flowers grow and the seasons change and the leaves are falling everywhere? How do the trees know to do that?
It's all divine by design. Just like we are divine by design.
It's this divine. Yeah, that's what I mean. So you have to, you can't deny this strong divinity and this intelligence that's sort of orchestrating it all and making it all work out perfectly. And you know that we're included in that. So you sort of have to take a step back and say, you know what? I'm no wonder I've been beating my head against the wall and feeling anxious and frustrated and kind of feeling like a screw up here and there or whatever you're going through, not to beat yourself up, but to just say, you know what? Obviously, I've just kind of been looking at it the wrong way. So I'm just going to surrender. Sometimes you just get frustrated enough where you're just like, fuck it, I don't care.
And
God, do it. Please take the wheel. Jesus.
when I'm at that
Jesus.
point of surrendering, I accept first. I'm like, okay, I've been fighting where I am at, and now I'm just gonna accept. I am here. This is where I am right now, and I trust that the universe knows where I want to be. God knows where I want to be, knows what I want in this life, and I'm just gonna help. Instead of fighting myself, I'm gonna just surrender to that part of me that knows and let them do the heavy lifting. And
Exactly.
but we fight to hold on to that fight. Like I would argue with myself that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. And then when I did the surrendering part, the accepting, and like I owned it, and then I loved it, right? I loved where I'd come from and when, yeah.
Yeah, you
And then
forgive
let it
yourself and
go.
you all
And
that
that's a
stuff. You
powerful
have to. It's
process.
no. Right. Yeah, I mean, we just because our bodies, we get addicted to all the stress hormones and that's why we continue doing keeping in that cycle, and we're sort of blinded from the truth and that knowing, and you do it so subconsciously you don't even sometimes realize, and you wonder why the hell do I feel like shit? What's wrong? I think positive. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm sort of in this murk. I mean, it's good, but it's sort of all coming up. So clarity. I don't know.
Well,
There's a
you
lot of I
will,
don't know
I
yet, but
trust that
I
you
will, and I
will.
trust that
And
I
there wasn't really
you
an
know.
answer needed, and
So
I think we got a lot of gems actually out of that conversation. So, I
yeah.
feel complete. How are you feeling right now? Okay.
I think we're good, yeah.
For the
Are you done with me?
moment. For the moment.
You're so over me. You're so over me. You just want to hang up and
Oh, I feel like this has been a really good conversation and we cover a lot of ground and
do you feel better? I'm sure that your heart was pounding out of your body before, and you probably have a lot of that after adrenaline. So you're probably gonna
Well,
need
yes,
to rest
I
today. Take it
am. I'm just
easy,
going to chill out with Jacqueline and maybe eat a popsicle
I
or
mean,
an ice
that's
cream.
yeah, that's just short-term stress, and anybody,
Yeah,
we're
and
meant to handle that.
I
That's
do
fine,
turn to
but
my
just
CBD when
but
I
go tend to you and.
Yes. And by the
Yes,
way,
do all those
today's show
things.
has been brought to you by Quantasy, the spiritual artist group on Facebook. If you are any kind of artist, dude, you got to go to that group. You got to check it out. It's quite amazing. And also by the CBD store at energyworkswithme.com. And I've been hanging out today with Laura. You can please connect with either one of us on Facebook, Laura Donahue, Stephanie Kathan. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a voice message. Join the conversation. If you resonate with anything that we are talking about, we are just kind of sharing our journey and trusting that other people are resonating with what we have to say, and and maybe you have something to say too, to add to it. So leave us a voice message. That would be really fun. We would love to hear from you. And
we
until
know.
We meet again, stay woke, folks. Bye-bye, everybody.